Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with Danica McKellar, and she is just absolutely wonderful, and you could see how wonderful once again this Sunday, April 18th, Matchmaker Mystery, The Art of the Kill, and these are just always terrific. And she, you know, from the West Wing and Wonder Years, and I know her from making my daughter love math with all her wonderful books, and she's a best-selling author. She's a scholar. But this Sunday, everybody tune in. It promises to be wonderful. And once again, it's part of the mystery franchise, Matchmaker Mysteries, The Art of the Kill. Danica, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing terrific. And if you can, give us a rundown without spoiling.
Yeah, so my latest movie is called Matchmaker Mysteries, The Art of the Kill. So I play a matchmaker, professional matchmaker, named Angie Dove. And I am, much like Murder, She Wrote, I have this knack for stumbling across dead bodies, and I have a knack for solving the crimes. So there's another character, Detective Kyle Carter, and he's the actual detective. He's usually sort of mildly annoyed that I'm around because they're his cases, and yet somehow we have a fun chemistry where he has to admit that I do kind of help after all. This is our third movie. You don't have to see the first two. They're one-offs, but there has been a fun developing relationship between Angie Dove and Detective Kyle Carter, sort of a will-they-won't-they. In this case, the dead body happens at an art museum where I was having lunch with my dad, who is a retired cop played by Bruce Boxleitner. And this guy who we find is dead is a professor at the museum who's the one who does the provenance for the statues, the ancient statues. So he's the one who says, yes, this is worth $5 million because it really is 3,000 years old. And he shows up dead. So that brings into question what's going on with these statues. Is there some issue? And then we find out that he was a ladies' man, and so there could have been some jealousies going on. Anyway, there's a lot of intrigue, and, you know, because I'm a matchmaker, I'm really good at reading people, and I really, so I'm actually a huge asset to the case, and it happens this Sunday. It's called Matchmaker Mysteries, The Art of the Kill. Watch this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be live tweeting so people can play along and see if they can guess who done it. See if they can figure it out before Angie Dove.
You know, I've seen the first two, and you're right, they're standalone. You can see them, but I have a feeling people could jump back and see this. I'll be tuning in because my wife's obsessed with them. She loves the series, and it's absolutely terrific. You must be finding that, right? There's people that are just following along and getting into your character. I think, first of all, what you've done with your character is wonderful, but the writers have done a wonderful job crafting, and between you and the writers, really, you have to be very happy with this character.
Oh, it's so much fun. And you know me, like, I love math, so solving puzzles as a character is super fun for me. I love it. Yeah, well, it's great. It's a combination of you having to use your problem-solving skills and your brain to work stuff out, and the movies really are fun because there's enough there to figure it out, but there's all sorts of other distracting red herring evidence as well, and so you really have to work hard, and chances are it will fool you, but you never know.
Did you make this during the pandemic, after the pandemic, before the pandemic?
Yes, I think we're still in the pandemic.
Right, of course.
Pandemic. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're in pandemic light now.
Yeah.
Right? We shot this in February of this year.
So, yeah,
I did the two-week quarantine in Canada before we started shooting, and I went up there with my mom and my son, and we played board games every day, and it was super fun, actually. The quarantine was fine.
Yeah, well, shame on me for saying after the pandemic, but we do see light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
Oh, my gosh.
People are getting...
I appreciate you saying that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm ready to start talking about the pandemic in the past, personally, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I mean, getting back to the new normal, what does the new normal look like in your mind? Like, what do you envision difference. And you know, one of the things it was the homeschooling. I thought was pretty interesting, and that's you took a part in that too, in a lot of people's lives because of your books. But what do you expect the new normal to look like?
Choosing to continue to school from home, which is really interesting. I think the younger kids are mostly probably going to go back because it's a handful for parents. But I've heard that a lot of high schoolers actually prefer, you know, school from home, and a lot of our parents are like, yeah.
Yeah.
it's going to be interesting. But no, but I you're right. So my books, so all of my math books are at mckellarmath.com. As you know, I write books to inspire kids in math and teach them math from all the way up through high school geometry. And what I found, I have 10 books. I can't believe I've got 10 books out. My 10th one came out this past summer. It's called The Times Machine, and it teaches math for third and fourth graders, multiplication and division, including all the new Common Core methods, which has been helpful for teachers because I teach it both ways. And I've got my new math translation guide for grown-ups at the back of the book and all the rest of it. But I found that when I came out with that book, it then filled in the gaps, so there were no more gaps. So now, and it happened just in time for the pandemic, really, no matter how old your child is, I've got a math book that can help. And, you know, I'm an entertainer. I love entertainment. And so for me, writing entertaining math books is bringing it all together, not unlike playing a matchmaker on television who solves crimes. But it's just been a wonderful gift to be in a position to help parents in this time with their kids' education. And maybe some of them will continue to do schooling at home, and they'll continue to use outside resources to supplement because they like it more. They want to spend more time with their kids or whatever. Regardless, or if they go back to school, now they're experiencing that, gosh, things are a little harder now because my kid missed out. Or this summer, you know, watching this summer slide, trying not to have your kids forget their math. I've got lots of resources. If you go to mckellarmath.com, you can find all my books.
I mean, I'm telling people firsthand, and I've always said it, your books are just absolutely excellent. And I'm someone who homeschooled my two oldest. We have four. My wife and I have four kids, and the two oldest guys got homeschooled. And I'm just not. My father was a math teacher, and I'm not a math guy. So your books were great. Math Doesn't Suck is terrific, by the way, for young people.
Thank you so much.
But you, what you've done is just what a career you've had in a whole bunch of different aspects. Really, just tremendous. And this Sunday we'll be watching something you do so well, and this character is just absolutely terrific. Thank you for being here. And if you can, give us your websites one more time, and give us the math book websites as well. Again.
Yeah, so my math book website is mckellarmath.com, and that's McKellar with an A-R. If you're not sure how to spell my name, just type in Winnie Cooper and Danica, and you'll find it. mckellarmath.com. And then and that's a big slider button that shows all the different math books depending on your kid's age. And then, yeah, this Sunday, April 18th on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, is The Matchmaker Mysteries, The Art of the Kill. I'll be live tweeting for it. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Danica McKellar. And if you really want to find out more about the movie, on Instagram, I also have a Matchmaker Mysteries account. So that's just at Matchmaker Mysteries. And you can see all sorts of behind-the-scenes photos and videos and find out more.
Danica, we'll be talking about it as we let you go. I know a lot of people were waiting to talk to you. My wife and I will be tuned in, and so will a lot of people. Danica, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Danica McKellar, people know her as a little girl, as Winnie Cooper. She grew up to be very, very intelligent. I'm sure she was very intelligent at the time. But her and so many of the other child stars that went on to prove that you could be a child star without robbing a liquor store or some terrible tragedy occurring in your life. You know, she put it into education, as did Jodie Foster and Brooke Shields, some wonderful people there. The woman who played Blossom, who's now Sheldon's girlfriend on, or later became Sheldon's girlfriend on The Big Bang Theory. I'm trying to think of her name. I'm blanking, but you know she's another one who's just got that brilliant mind for math, and just I'll tell you what, it's always good to hear a child star turn out wonderful, and she is Danica McKellar, is someone you know you could be very proud of. Her books really are terrific. and she writes them in a way that the kids will get a kick out of them, and at the same time, you know, learn a lot. She's terrific. Her latest, once again, it's part of this Matchmaker Mystery series, and it is something you could watch this Sunday. And we've had her on several times. Always love having Danica McKellar. Matchmaker Mysteries, The Art of the Kill. This Sunday, you'll be able to check it out, 8 p.m. on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.